At the same time, Mikhail Gorbachev was allowing the Soviet Union's network of client states to go in peace. Apparently, the containment strategy was working. It looked like everything was going right. The Cold War's end would bring with it a peace dividend, which would take the place of Cold War military expenditures. Saddam Hussein had other tricks up his sleeve. Iraq had traditionally regarded the tiny but oil-rich emirate of Kuwait as really Iraqi territory. Saddam thought that war against a defenseless enemy would restore his damaged prestige at home and abroad. On August 2, 1990, Iraqi forces attacked and quickly overran Kuwait. 5 years earlier, the Western Bloc would have sided with Kuwait, forcing the Soviets to side with Iraq. Weirder things have happened. But while Gorbachev was taking congratulations for his Nobel Peace Prize, President George Herbert Walker Bush, a veteran of the Second World War, was planning to retake Kuwait. Saudi Arabia, a valued United States ally, was in danger, and so was its oil. While the United Nations engaged in ultimately fruitless negotiations, President Bush very quietly built up a huge Allied strike force in Saudi Arabia under the name Desert Shield.